Veterans salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of COTA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use COTA Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on COTA. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
Hello, Fatitude Era fans. Your pal Jackknife Jess here, and this is a special message to any of you with shit to sell. Do you have a product to sell or a service to provide? We have a podcast. Let us represent you. We want to tell people all about your stuff, and we'll do it for dirt fucking cheap. Not only can you get a commercial, but you can also sponsor any of our segments, like Ty the Gatherer's Backyard Report, the Philly Fan, shit, even the Top 10 list. So get in touch with me from the link on our SoundCloud page or our email address at fatitudeera.gmail.com, and let's get your message heard. But on that note, let's get this show rolling.
Fuck you, you're wrong. Fuck you, we're right.
Welcome to the Fatitude Era, still undefeated in the fight with anorexia. I'm your host, Jackknife Jess Smith, joined as always by the Gilberg to my Al Snow,
El Hordano Diablo,
as well as our sign guy to our Dudley boys, Pete Milk. Pete, say hello.
What's going on, y'all?
Someone's happy it's 2016. That's what I am.
I'm fucking happy it's 2016, and I wish we should have had kazoos. I did not know you were going to open the show like that. I would have brought a kazoo and fucking poppers, and like the poppers that you sniff. Like, I would have made it a fucking New Year's worth having.
Fucking orgy in here.
You know what I did on New Year's?
Poppers?
No, I did not. Honestly, I ended up in the fucking emergency room, but not by my own accord. A girl I know got hit in the face with a fucking vodka bottle.
Jesus.
Yeah, I got called at 4 a.m. and I had to go to the hospital. But the Fatitude Era is back. It's 2016. Fuck 2015. We'll get to that later.
Yeah. That's a call forward. But yeah, we're going to get right into it. Jordan, I take it you watched Raw this week.
I did. I watched Raw today.
Oh, my God. What a way to start 2016.
Yeah, but it's all going to be downhill from here.
What does that make you, 2 for 2 now?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Like, literally, like, Raw was just solid. It really was.
It was good from beginning to end.
You know, and that, you know, we started off with Reigns and Steph talking shit to each other in the ring. And it was really great. I like serious Roman. You know what I mean? That he didn't crack any ball jokes. It was really nice.
He looked serious. He looked angry. That's what I liked. Like, I mean, even later in the episode, he got pissed.
Oh,
like,
yeah. Well, that was the thing. You know, we'll get into that, into the end of it later. We got to go in order. But it was so funny because I was sitting there. And you know that part where Stephanie McMahon's like sitting there like, you're going to wrestle every day and every night until your body breaks.
Yeah.
She reminded me of Nicolas Cage in Vampire's Kiss. You know, he's like, you're going to do it and I'll fire you. Do you understand me?
That's fucking Nicolas Cage in every movie. I just watched National Treasure the other day. It's fucking crazy.
I'm gonna steal the Declaration of Independence.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
I pride myself on shitty impersonations I do. But,
is that why you still do stand-up?
Yeah, exactly. I don't do stand-up
Don't
anymore.
Worry, we're going to talk about that in the year to come. Well, last year.
But yeah, you know, I mean, it was solid in a little opening segment.
Yeah.
We go right into Owens versus Neville, which was solid, but we had Dean Ambrose on commentary.
And he was good.
It was good. It was awesome.
It felt like a Raw that had CM Punk on it.
Yeah, it really did. But, you know, the one thing I will say is finally, Owens does look tough again. You know what I mean? He beat Neville, but at the same time, he just, you know, I mean, like, yeah, Neville was injured technically.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's like the dude laid him out with that fucking powerbomb. But, like, dude, Neville was perfect in that match.
He always is, dude.
Like, Neville was sitting there doing fucking, like, the 450 flip off the ring apron. I was, like, blown away.
540 flip.
No, it was a 450.
Yeah, it's the, in wrestling.
Is that, like, the type of...
I mean, yeah, it's not a full flip. It's, like,
It's like
two and a
it's
half.
A, it's like a, I thought it was a flip.
And two and a half is 900.
No, so it's a flip. Yeah, it's a flip and a half.
Whatever.
It's a flip and a half.
I used to skateboard. No, I didn't.
So did Tony Hawk.
I could ollie, you know, a kick flip. But yeah, Neville was perfect, and you know Ambrose was able to get some revenge for last week's table spot.
Yeah,
which was nice. You know, tit for tat makes perfect sense.
Yeah, that
for
elbow
Ambrose.
was.
Oh yeah,
that was.
I was so paranoid though, because the minute Kevin Owens was put on that table, I just see the fucking thing buckle a little bit. I'm like, he's gonna fall through before he even puts the elbow down. Yeah. It'll be the finger.
Dean Ambrose is going really fast.
Dean Ambrose, it's the finger poke of doom all over.
Dude, it was sweet though. I liked it. I mean, that's going to be a good little feud for as long as they do it.
Definitely. And, you know, we ran into, I don't know if you saw this because you probably watched it on Hulu. Mm. We had O'Neal versus, Titus O'Neal versus Stardust.
No.
Okay, so, like, don't get me wrong, the match was boring as fucking shit. But one thing that was interesting was during the match, the crowd starts chanting, Cody, Cody, at Stardust. Mm-hmm. You know, because kayfabe, he's Cody Rhodes. But, it was so great because Stardust is like sitting there and he's like holding his head like it's driving him nuts.
Oh, he played it up.
Yeah, and you know, like nothing else matters in the match. It's just that. That's the only thing that matters. You know, and we went into the Divas. I don't know if you watched that. You probably skipped over it.
No.
Because you're a sexist, misogynist pig.
No, it was the Irish chick.
Becky Lynch.
Becky Lynch versus
Charlotte.
Flair.
Yeah.
It was good.
If I could just have the women wrestling without the stories, I'm okay with that. You know,
I don't want to hear him talk. I just want to see a titty pop out.
Exactly.
Jess Smith.
A trigger warning.
Is that totally your autobiography?
Yeah. My autobiography and the movie adaptation. but yeah, Bray Wyatt's going to play me.
Yeah.
but yeah, it's, you know, I'm sitting there and I'm just like, well, okay, at least we know that Charlotte's a confirmed heel now because Becky Lynch won and Charlotte decided to beat the fuck
called
out of her.
That like 2 months ago.
And but I'm at a point, you know, and this, I've been at this point, you know, for a while, but it's just sort of cemented in these past few weeks on Raw. Can somebody just put Ric Flair in a home? like,
dude,
he's up, like, it's, you know, it's, I'm looking at the my watch and I'm just like, it's 9 o'clock. Rick, you should have been in bed like 4 hours ago. Like,
dude, you know how I feel about Ric Flair. Yeah, I respect what the dude did in the ring.
We have a T-shirt coming of what you think of Ric Flair.
Fuck the Flair family.
Fuck the Flair family. And we went to Ryback versus Big Show, which was a waste of a match because it wasn't a match.
Yeah, because the Wyatt family came.
Wyatt's come out and they look fucking powerful.
Yeah, they did.
And it was great because I can't wait to see what they do in the Rumble because you know if they. If they finally
strategize.
If they finally let Bray Wyatt, you know, not be a joke at the end of his feud, you know, because it seems like he's targeting everybody in the Royal Rumble, not just Ryback and Big Show.
Yeah.
But
if they were gonna do that, that'd just be fucking boring.
but what's interesting though is there was that great moment where you know they beat the fuck out of Ryback, and then they get in the ring, and you just have that moment where Braun Strowman was staring down Big Show.
It was like the first time I was interested in Big Show.
Exactly,
in fucking
dude.
10
I want to see that match.
I'll watch that match.
I really want to.
I didn't realize that like Braun Strowman like. Goes like toe to toe with him.
Yeah,
almost.
Dude. He doesn't look that tall.
No,
but
next to Rowan and Harper.
But what's funny is it actually is a testament of just how tall Rowan and Harper are.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Because if he only looks slightly taller than them, that means they're at least at like chin level with Big Show.
It's like the same thing with like I said about the Outsiders. Like you never realize. You always thought Scott Hall was kind of shorter, but no, he's fucking tall.
Yeah. I mean, you know, and that's the thing. I want to see Big Show versus Strowman.
Watch that match.
Make that happen and make it awesome.
And I think obviously they're teasing that.
Well, yeah, but I'm okay with that as long as it's good. You know what I mean? Don't waste time. Don't like have. I mean, don't get me wrong. I would love to see Braun Strowman get chokeslammed through the ring. That would be cool. But but at the same time, it's you know they'll fuck it up because they always do. Then we went into Rusev and Del Rio versus the Usos.
I didn't get that one.
It was a great match, but my only issue...
Why would they cut that match?
I know, and it was funny, it was one of the best matches of the night, but my only problem is Jey Uso was the one to get pinned, and, you know, he's just coming back off of an injury. Yeah. Why would you have him look weak? But, you know...
They're like the Dolph Ziggler of the tag team division.
And that's a shame, because they're great. Oh, I love them, you know what I mean? And, like, that's, you know... Whenever they come out, I get excited because I know I'm going to see some awesome aerial stunts. Yeah. Same thing with Lucha Dragons.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because, like, Lucha Dragons, like, okay, well, I mean, at least they put on a show. You know, I don't care about their storylines. We went into Ziggler versus Slater.
Slater.
He came back.
Wait, I don't know if I caught. I don't think I got that one either.
Okay, so he comes back, right? And, Dolph Ziggler comes out.
I'm going to have to start going to Mahal's on Mondays to watch Raw.
Right? No kidding. but Dolph Ziggler comes back, and, you know, he's basically... It's at a point where he's a glorified jobber because he does lose the match. But
he won on SmackDown last week.
But it's interesting because when he came out, he had... when Heath Slater came out, number one, they changed his theme song from the three-man band theme song because he doesn't have three members anymore. But it's like they changed it, and it's, you could tell it's just a shitty overdub of someone going, "I'm just one man."
Jesus Christ.
But he comes out with Adam Rose, Curtis Axel, and Bo Dallas.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. So it turns out that they're teaming up, all four of them. They're calling themselves the Social Outcasts. And... You know, it makes sense.
Are they in high school? Jesus.
Yeah.
Are they the goth kids from South Park?
Exactly. But I'm glad to know that these guys finally have something to do. You know what I mean?
I guess.
Like Bo Dallas, the last time you saw him on TV was he had a match with R-Truth that lasted 5 seconds before McMahon came in. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's ridiculous. But, like, it's so great because they're each given their own section of, like, like, you know, saying who they are, and they go to leave, and Bo Dallas grabs the microphone one last time, and he's just like, "Bo, leave!"
He was funny on SmackDown.
Laughed for fucking 30 seconds. Just the look on his face was so perfect.
Did you watch SmackDown last week?
Yeah, I watched it.
I mean,
it was the last one ever on Sci-Fi. So.
The Ziggler and Bo match was that
yeah.
was good.
And that's
Bo looks strong.
You know, Bo needs to really, you know, they need to start giving him more to do. They need to start giving him better matches.
It's not like they don't have the time either. They got 3 hours of fucking TV time every
3 hours that they waste on some bullshit stories, you know? But this is what I'm excited to talk about with you. Jericho returning on the New Day.
And I didn't know.
Yeah, me neither.
I was fucking...
Okay, so I'm sitting there watching... And, you know, New Day are in the ring, and I'm like, whatever, I'm in.
They were killing it, too.
Yeah, exactly.
They were fucking killing
it. And then all of a sudden, you know, they put this time thing on the screen. And, by the way, their new Tritontron is fucking hilarious. It looks like a set from My Little Pony.
Dude, and did you see their shirts?
Yeah.
Dude. It's awesome.
Well, but they're sitting there, and it's counting down. And all of a sudden, it turns into the diamond-encrusted fucking Y2J countdown. And the fucking audience lit up.
Yeah, dude.
He comes out, and he proceeds to give a monologue very reminiscent of his debut.
Yeah.
And
dude, he hit all of his points too.
Would you please shut the hell up? And then he hit the never ever
again.
Yeah.
But
I love is he immediately connected with the fans again. Rudy, tootie, booty.
Oh, dude, but not even just that, but like the way they did that with the New Day being like the best promo cutters in the company right now with arguably one of the best of all time to come out there and just have them and Xavier Woods, dude, that guy's going to be a superstar.
Yeah. I mean, it's great. I love it.
I mean, but the whole thing back and forth, them getting pissed, like every time he said something to him, like it was hilarious. All their reactions were great.
And on top of that, you know, Jericho says he's coming back to win the Royal Rumble. Now, he won't because...
How awesome would that be?
That would be awesome. The thing, you know, it's sad because in that 5 to 6 minutes of a monologue, he did... It was loads better than anything he did in the second half of 2015.
Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, I'm just saying, like, if he did, like, if for that 6 minutes, because what I thought you were going to say is in that 6 minutes... He made you believe he was going to go win the Royal Rumble again. It's like, I know that's not going to happen, but that would be cool.
Yeah, but and then after that, you know, he just leaves, which is kind of a bummer. I would have loved to see him just, like, beat them down, but it is what it is.
But I think there's more coming with that.
Oh, yeah, there will be. But then we went into New Day versus Dudleys and Kalisto.
Which was fantastic.
I loved it, but I will say this, though. No 3D, no What's Up, no Bubba Bomb, nothing.
They did the table at the end.
Yeah, but...
That was on SmackDown.
Yeah, that was on SmackDown.
That was on SmackDown.
But what I'm saying is, you know, you might as well put a shovel next to them in every fucking picture of them from now on. Because, like, think about it. Like, I understand that Kalisto needs to look strong. He lost his tag team partner.
Yeah.
Big surprise, Sin Cara gets injured again. Mm-hmm. But, dude, give it up to Kalisto. He's
fucking amazing.
Yeah, dude, he's good.
When he did the fucking, you know, moonsault off of Bubba's shoulders and shit and everything, dude. Loved it. Loved
I liked him. I liked him him wrestling with them on SmackDown too. Yeah. Like it worked really well. It's like having a Spike Dudley that can wrestle.
Yeah, exactly. But it's like, you know, and of course the New Day wins dirty, you know. Yeah, but it is what it is.
They do, because it's awesome.
Yeah, but at the same time, it's like, give me a different way that they win dirty. You know what I mean? I want to see a different way. And we go into the final match of the night, Reigns versus Sheamus with Vince as a special ref.
That felt, oh my God, dude, that felt so reminiscent of the Attitude. Just the match itself felt reminiscent of the Attitude Era.
Yeah, but it did that before the match even fucking started. You want to know why? Vince comes out, he's wearing the special ref tank top, and he proceeds to, you know, do his typical, I'm Vince McMahon, aren't I fucking awesome? Sees a sign in the crowd talking bad about him, and this happens.
Oh yeah, that's right.
I fucking laughed.
It's a picture of Vince holding his hand from the camera, flipping off the person behind.
No, but it's not from the camera. He blocks it from the audience because he knew that they were probably going to be filming.
Yeah.
But he didn't realize that the camera was panned right up to him. And it's like, I thought this was a PG show, Vince, but he's a billionaire. He doesn't give a fuck. He'll take the FCC fine, but it is what it is. It's just fucking ridiculous.
But I mean, like, I meant during the match, it felt like, you know, when he would special guest an Austin match.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, and the, you know, he did the typical heel special referee tactics.
Quick count.
The slow count for, you know, the guy, the good guy, fast count for the bad guy.
Oh, I got something in my eye. Yeah, Sheamus goes, oh, something's bothering me on this side of the. Yeah. That's one I haven't seen before. Like, well, oh, I heard something over there. Go check it out. Well, and that's like, the fuck.
And of course, like, you know, it is what it is, but I think I'm making this a decree right now. Vince, from now on, your only job is to troll Roman and get Superman punched. That's your only job from now on.
It worked with Austin. Yeah. It made Austin one of the biggest stars ever.
But yeah, either way. I mean, you know, and that's how we ended the night, you know, typical with the reveal that the Royal Rumble match this year is now a title match, which means whoever beats 30 different guys is the new WWE champion.
29 pieces of trash. Yeah. Over the top rope.
Exactly. I'm excited for it. I think it's going to be great. But all in all,
than last year's Royal Rumble.
Yeah. All in all, dude, Raw, fucking, you know, hats off to them, you know, because they
it gets
killed
extra
it.
Points because Jericho came back, well, especially.
I give them props because they killed it for the first episode of the year. Yeah. You know what I mean? It was great. But yeah,
that's what scares me. It's all
just
downhill.
to reiterate. Uh-huh. It is a 540, not a 450, y'all.
What?
Well, don't
a
look
full
at me.
Revolution is 360 degrees, so half of a revolution is 180 degrees.
But
360
up,
plus 180 is 540.
Look at the Lord.
Look at
with
Hooven.
This.
Look up Juventud Guerrera and look up his special moves, and then tell me what it's called.
Yeah, look at the.
So you're telling me he can't do math?
I almost just said something I should not have said.
Trigger warning.
Trigger warning.
How do you spell that?
J U V E N T U D. I think I got that right. And then Guerrero, not Guerrero. And you can figure that one out yourself. Google will do it for you.
Juventud Guerrero.
Yes.
Juventud.
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 Oh, I see what you mean, Hordano.
He used to call himself Hoovy Juice.
Hoovy Juice.
Well, people did, because I met him once and he didn't speak English.
Which is funny, because your dad left him.
Eventually.
your dad left you with him, and he doesn't speak English. He's just like, ¿cómo?
Okay, so finishing move, 450 degree splash. Yep.
That's what I thought. But yeah, it was a good thing.
I know what a 540 is. I used to play Tony Hawk, so.
Yeah. All the way to American
Wasteland. I know what a
540
is.
Bro.
I used to do math.
I used to
look
do
at
it.
The Lord with his fucking math
yeah,
minor.
Yeah, I know. Go tell Jesus.
Yeah. Brutus? Welcome back, Brutus the Barber Beefcat. Not pulling out wires this week.
No, he knows what's up.
But yeah,
I was gonna say. So yeah, that was good. SmackDown was actually entertaining as fuck.
Yeah.
And did you? But real quick before we get out of this week in wrestling, did you see who WWE signed this week?
I was just about to mention that AJ Styles
and
good luck trying to pronounce.
I know
it.
It's wait. What does it start with an N? Right.
Yeah.
Naka. Shit.
Not going to work for TNA anymore.
No, not going to work for New Japan Pro Wrestling. Yeah.
But either way...
let me see what it is, because I was...
I don't have that written down. Okay. I was focused on AJ Styles, because AJ Styles got super kicked out of the fucking Bullet Club, which was pretty sweet.
Yeah, but dude, they're not going to use him, right? He's a main eventer, and there's
no way, because...
That's just like Samoa Joe. He's exactly. Still in fucking NXT, are you kidding me?
But that's the thing, they need people in NXT right now. Because think about it, you don't have Sami Zayn there. You don't have, what's his face? Not going to wrestle for any NXT anymore.
Yeah.
The other Asian guy. That's a trigger warning. But yeah, I mean, AJ Styles, I'm excited to see. But they've already changed his name. He's going to be AJ Fashion.
It was Nakamura.
Yeah, it was AJ Fashion something. Fashion Sense Stylish, which is stupid.
Stylish and stupid.
But
it's Shinsuke Nakamura.
Yeah.
So I got a second name right the first time.
It's Hyundai Sonata. I'm sorry, Pete. That was kind of racist.
Beep.
I'm sorry.
Beef.
Sorry, I'll take care of it later.
we're going to go right into it because that, you know, this week in wrestling, if you didn't watch Raw, go watch it and, you know, keep an eye out because any day now, AJ Styles is coming to fucking WWE. What a way to start 2016. Props to you, WWE. Way to not fuck it up.
Yet.
I give it 3 weeks. You know, after Rumble, they'll start fucking it up. But yeah, and on that note, it's time for this week's top 10 list. As always, this top 10 list brought to you by Kazi Co., a.k.a. Kazi Customs. If you're looking to increase your street cred with a swagged out shirt or a hoodie for a fair price, check out Kazi Customs at kaze.co, the fresh style that doesn't break the bank. Kazi Customs, check it out. And if you can't understand what I'm, you know, spelling out, you can always check the About section of our SoundCloud page. His link is in that description right there. The top 10 list,
top
very
10
fitting.
List.
Top 10 New Year's resolutions for wrestlers and staff.
Yes.
So, obviously I did all 10. You can mention some as honorable mentions.
Sure.
But first, since it is New Year's themed, how about some mood music, Pete? You know, they're very nice. Very nice. I like that. And then just keep that playing in the background there.
No problem.
All right. Now we have... All of a sudden, I'm fucking...
I just read it on the thing, and I was like, "Oops!"
Fucking clown shoes.
Yeah, but it's number 10. Bray Wyatt's resolution is to find out where those buzzers actually go. Number 9's resolution. Nice. Randy Orton's resolution is to stretch before taking out the trash.
I just found that out that he got hurt taking out the garbage. Not in like a wrestling sense, like, oh, I'm taking out the garbage. He got hurt taking out the garbage.
Number 8, Vince Russo's resolution is to make a storyline as amazingly good as David Arquette's WCW title reign. 7, Jim Cornette's resolution is to finally kill Vince Russo. Number 6, Daniel Bryan's resolution is to be the highest paid wrestler who doesn't wrestle. Number 5.
Yes.
Number 5. Big Show and Ryback's resolution is to put a giant laser on the moon.
That's a callback.
Here's another callback. Number 4. Tracy Smothers' resolution is to get that little bitch what she deserves.
This one's for you, you little bitch.
Number 3. Paul Heyman's resolution is to show the world finally that Eric Bischoff is full of shit.
I love it.
Number 2 is kind of a before and after. Hulk Hogan's resolution is that this year he won't get angry at the thought of black people.
Oh my God, dude.
Already broken. So now it's to ascend to the ranks of Grand Wizard in the Tampa chapter of the KKK. So,
go for it, Hulk Hogan.
Yeah.
Give us another reason to hate you.
Exactly. Number 1, and this one's going to be awesome. Jackknife Jess and El Hordano Diablo's resolution is to earn that motherfucking trigger warning.
Beep!
This is your Lord and Savior, Pete Milk. We're experiencing some technical difficulties. We'll be right back after these messages.
What's up, you haggard asses? It's Adam the Philly Fan here coming to you live from the fucking World's Scariest Police Chases guitar case. I just want to let you know this band is so awesome. World's Scariest Police Chases with their song I Had a Time. It's the theme song to this album and this fucking podcast. You should check it out at lockandkeyco.bandcamp.com. You could also pick up their new album, Adolf Hipster. It's on vinyl as well for all you hipsters out there. So check it out. World's Scariest Police Chases, lockandkeyco.bandcamp.com. Shit, piss, dicks out.
Welcome back to the Fatitude Era. Since Jess is an asshole and cut us off, he's icing his fucking head wound that I gave him right now.
Fuck you, Jordan.
And so I would just like to add a couple of honorable mentions to the top 10 list. Vince McMahon's number one, I think, let's just call it, I don't even know, I might not even do five, but his number five this year, how can he screw Bray Wyatt further this year? His next one is going to be, how can he break up the New Day and make it racist? How can he get Hogan back so they can tag team and be who the New Day fights? And his last one, how can he make John Cena champion one more time? that's it.
And that was this week's top 10 list. And
top 14 list.
Top 14.
Happy New Year!
Happy New Year.
Happy fucking New Year. But yeah, New Year's was pretty exciting for me.
Yep.
Yeah. I sat at home. And I played a guitar. It was pretty fun. Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
I'm coming up on the world, man. I learned a G chord, so that's pretty good. But
that's a staple one.
So
everybody needs to know.
And I learned power chords, so now I can play every Green Day song ever.
Well, on New Year's Day, I went and saw Ty's band, Two Hand Fools.
Oh yeah.
And the singer in his band, while he was doing his mic check, was just going, "I'm singing a G, singing a G, singing a G." Fucking singing a G. That's what he did. It was very entertaining.
I'm pretty sure none of those notes were actually G's.
I'm sure they were all different. It was G sharp.
G sharp.
G sharp.
G7.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, man. But it's, it's crazy to think that we've been doing this for, what is it, 3 months now?
Yeah, just about.
Yeah, three months, spanning 7 episodes now. And
mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's we're excited for it. It's, you know.
It's a good start.
Yeah, I mean, we're doing pretty well. I mean, my head hurts right now, but we're doing pretty well. But
we didn't put anyone through a table, thank God.
Not yet.
but yeah, I mean, I was thinking about it the other night, and, you know, 2015, besides, like, a couple things like the podcast and, you know, everything like that, it was just a really terrible year for me. But I know who it was worse for. So that means it's time for... El Hordano's Lament. Yes. And it is a very topical one. You know, we have a theme.
Yeah, it's
for
a
the
theme
first
this
time.
We didn't get to do a Christmas episode.
Yeah.
So we're doing a New Year's episode.
Yeah. I mean, what did you do on Christmas?
What did I do on Christmas? I went to Devin's mom's house and cooked a fucking 6-pound prime rib, and it was awesome.
I saw the new Tarantino movie.
I still haven't
Me
seen
too.
It yet.
Yeah, it's fucking awesome.
It's
checking
ridiculous.
It out.
Yeah. But I must say, I will give credit where credit is due. Hordano can cook like a motherfucker.
I mean, look at me.
Yeah. Just
it's self-inflicted.
It
but
is.
You just you can't trust what's mixed into that food. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, right. You like how I called it? I think it was, I don't know if it was on Twitter or on Instagram. I called us the diabetic duo.
Yeah, exactly.
Diabetes.
But yeah, El Hordano's Lament, everybody.
All right. So 2015 started off not bad, actually. I was delivering pizzas, which I know to a lot of people. Isn't a glorious job, but fuck you. I'm doing the Lord's work. People want their pie. I'm going to get it to them. And I was good at it, too. I don't know how hard it is to be good at a pizza delivery job, but I was good at it. I drove a Ford Taurus with bald tires in those three fucking snowstorms last year, and I made good money doing it. And then I got a full-time job installing glass for fucking showers and shit. I was there for, I believe, 28 days before they fired me. And I got fired because the guy that I got stuck with didn't want to work. So I got shit canned. And there is somebody here that can definitely make that statement true because he just got fired from there, but I'll get to that in a minute. So anyway, I got fired from that. So I went back to full-time pizza delivery. I got fired from there and I went on a fucking bender for about a month and a half. And the end of that bender resulted in me taking a spot from a car that we've talked about before. I flipped my car, got a DUI, and it pretty much... Oh, and I forgot to mention, broke my arm, and fucking it was flabby, and it was gross, but...
Flabby New Year.
Flabby New Year.
Trying to do a back handspring with your car. Right?
Dude, I tried to do a 450. And... I don't know if it didn't get a full. I think I did about it. I think my car did a 180, technically. Maybe a 220, if you will. I'm not exactly sure. But the car crashed, and my arm broke, and I had to go to the hospital. And I was there for, like, 4 days. And it sucked. It fucking blew. But the fucking medicine was great. So I sat home for about 2 or 3 months before I really went out and did anything with the fucking arm that hurt. And it was just a string of a doctor's appointments, couldn't work. Then I got hired at a local bar that I forgot to also mention, at the beginning of last year, I had been, 4 or 5 months into an open mic that me and Jess were hosting. And
I wasn't even hosting it at that point. I wasn't hosting it. I wasn't helping you host until February.
Oh, okay. So I was doing that, and that was going okay at the time. Wasn't bad. But then I just got really disheartened with it and fucking kind of just gave it to Jess for a little bit to handle. And I would just go and get fucking annihilated because once I started going out again, I started another bender. I started working in that bar in, July, I think. I was working there. I was cooking. And then just about 2 weeks ago... we'll get to that in a minute, I guess. I also got roasted because all my friends are fucking awesome. That was one of the highlights of my fucking year was my cousin Devin put together an amazing fucking roast, and it will be on DVD soon, I believe.
With commentary from the Fatitude Era.
Oh, let's even try to do that. But that was fucking awesome, and I had met a girl around that time, but of course, like every fucking beep stomped on my heart. As they always do, because I'm just fucking hopeless romantic. It says it right on my wrist. I actually have that tattoo, and people made fun of it at the roast. So fuck all you guys.
You're just hopeless.
Bouncing
souls.
Like the bouncing souls. And so about, let's see, what was it, 3 weeks ago, I got shit canned from that job that I was working, if I was lucky, 20 hours a week at?
Roughly, yeah.
Yeah, I got shit canned for some fucking bullshit. It was fucking stupid. Check the cameras, motherfucker. Check the cameras. You ain't got proof? Check the fucking cameras. But
and I'd like to say really quickly, the Fatitude Era was a casualty of that whole situation because the fucker unliked our Facebook page.
Yeah, we went down from 104 to 103, but now we're up to 105, I just saw.
Yeah, today. Fucking A.
So, fuck 2015. I've been saying probably every year for the last 6 or 7 years, this is going to be my year. This is going to be my year. 2015, I said this was going to be my year. It was not my year. And was a lot of it brought down by me? Yes, but we're not talking about that. We're talking about fuck 2015 and bring in the new year and somebody hire me.
Yeah, and that was El Hordano's intervention rehearsal or something like that. So be sure to be on the lookout for his episode upcoming on A&E.
Be sure to be on the lookout for my mugshot.
Exactly.
He seems motivated, at least. At least he's not going to be an asshole when he walks into the room and everyone's waiting there for him.
His mugshot. His mugshot coming soon to post office near you. Want it. Dead.
It'll just be the cartoon of me. Yeah. I make my Facebook profile private so they can't get any pictures of me.
Oh, man. El Hordano's lament this week was very personal.
Yeah, I don't care.
And all of a sudden, I think
if you put all your shit out there, nobody can make fun of you for it. They can, but it doesn't bother me.
What we need to do is we need to pipe in that audio from the fucking Best Cry Ever video. You know,
But it has to be the Slayer one. I love the Slayer one. It's so perfect.
Oh, man.
So what do we got next?
What do we got next?
I'm not apologizing for that either.
Yeah, he's not apologizing at all. He's a very sad human being.
I'm sorry, I got the DUI. I'm sorry that I got caught.
I'm sorry that I lost a bunch of weed cookies from the back of my truck.
I was already convicted, so they can't. That's double jeopardy. You can't do it.
Plus, kayfabe. But we're going to go right into the brunt of our show, and it's, once again, very topical. It's the topic discussion, as always. And this year in wrestling is the topic this week. We're going to talk
not
about
2015.
Oh, no, no.
We've
no.
already covered that enough.
Yeah, we're going to talk about what we want to see from WWE and what they'll inevitably break our hearts over, pretty much. But, yeah, I mean, I guess the way to go about this is, you know, naturally talk about, you know, because we're not going to get through the entire year because we can't book that.
Yeah.
But we need to talk about, I think, two specific things, which is champs we want to see, and we need to talk about fucking feuds we want to see.
Right.
So,
on.
I mean, you know.
Well, I mean, I just like to say, I like the fact that, like we talked about earlier, I like the fact that they started off by signing AJ Styles and Nakamura. Like, that's cool. Like, those are, I mean, that's going to be, I mean, it'll just be NXT, but
yeah.
NXT's been a great show.
Yeah, well, and that's, you know, with NXT, it's kind of hard for me to, you know, fathom NXT nowadays because it's like there's people that I want to see in NXT that, you know, I want to see them succeed, but at the same time I know that NXT could not afford to lose them.
Right.
Prime example, Finn Balor.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I love the dude.
Fan favorite.
Even, you know, regardless of him being a fan favorite, the dude can fucking throw down.
Yeah.
And on top of that, you know, he's just a very genuine guy. And I would hate to see him, you know, I would hate to see what happens to pretty much all NXT wrestlers that come to WWE happen to him because, you know, you're sitting there. It's like, look at Kevin Owens right now. You know what I mean? You're sitting there like, dude, you were NXT champion for a while, and now you're nobody.
Well, you know? I mean, I think that's one guy I want to see. I mean, how can you say he's nobody?
I'm saying that's the way WWE sees him.
Oh.
Is they see him,
which
is
weird because he got such a huge push at the very beginning. He went up against Cena.
I mean, what a waste!
And he won, and he beat Cena his first match in the WWE.
Yeah, like, and that was the one thing
that's a push.
Yeah, it is, but it was so strange because then they proceeded to have him lose the next two matches between him. But
yeah,
it is what it is. I mean.
Well, that's because Cena's like, I'll drop the belt to him, but I'm not gonna look like shit.
Yeah,
you know, two more times.
Exactly.
Not that because those three matches were arguably three of the best matches of the year.
Yeah, well, that's one thing I will say. Fuck 2015, but you know, we had some great matches. You know what I mean? We had some, you know, those matches. We had some excellent matches. With Brock and Undertaker and Roman Reigns and Ambrose and all the guys that they're really giving the push right now. The guys that are champions.
The new
right
generation.
Now. You know, they had some great matches, and on top of that, we had some really epic returns. You know, I mean, when the Dudleys came back. I mean, and that's what makes it so fucking heartbreaking nowadays because, you know, they're buried right now.
Well, but like, I mean, but that makes sense to me because they've done everything there is to do.
Yeah,
and you know, before they go out for good, they're gonna win again.
But that's my issue is, you know what I mean? Like when they bring them back like that, and they're, you know, they constantly mention, oh, they're trying to be the 10th tag team and everything like that.
Yeah.
It just kind of disheartening to see them constantly. And on top of that, when they were feuding with the New Day, right, when they first came back, which is, you know, obviously it was going to happen.
Yeah.
But, you know, there was with Night of Champions and then fucking there was another the Madison Square Garden event where Brock Lesnar fucking wrestled Big Show. They lost the exact same way twice.
Yeah.
And I'm like, come on, dude. Like, number one, you're making the New Day look repetitive and boring. And number two, like, what's your problem with returning talent? You know what I mean? Like, I get that, you know, putting people over and everything like that. But
that's the reason they brought them back, well, is to put people over.
But at the same time, it's like, you know, the way that they went about it was making it seem like they were coming back to, you know, go for gold and everything like that. And it's a lot of people that I know, you know, started watching wrestling again. They had tuned out for a bit. And they started watching wrestling again when the Dudleys came back because the Dudleys came back.
Yeah.
And like now, you know, obviously they get invested with, you know, with certain characters' storylines and what have you. But at the same time, it's, you know, I'm sitting here looking at the Dudleys constantly losing and I'm just like,
I'd honestly like to
what
see.
What a waste.
I mean, you say talk about champions. I'd like to see the New Day keep it for a while and then go back and forth with the Lucha Dragons and the Usos and like kind of have the, and then The Dudleys will have their time again to, you know, they'll have their last good run and then they'll be done.
Well, but that's the thing. It's like, you know, like respect to them, you know, because they've been in the industry a long fucking time.
Best tag team ever.
But like, my opinion is how much longer can they go? You know what I mean?
Well,
like,
I mean, look at some guys, though, dude. They go for way too long.
Tracy Smothers.
The Dudleys are, I mean, those dudes are only like, I'd say, in their mid-40s at most. I'd say early to mid-40s.
But you know, with the shit that they were doing in ECW and everything like that. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, your standard, like, the reason Hulk Hogan can fucking still wrestle at fucking 65 or whatever the hell he is.
Because he does three moves.
But what I'm saying is, that's my point. He does very simple wrestling. He doesn't do crazy spots. But you have somebody like the fucking Dudleys who would jump off fucking, you know, the roof of the fucking venue and shit. You know what I mean? They've done some damage to their bodies that it's hard to walk away from.
Yeah, that's very true.
You know what I mean? So you have to factor that in. But the champs I want to see, number one, I want to see either Dolph Ziggler or Neville get their hands on the IC title. I'm not shitting on Ambrose, but at the same time, it's like I want to see, you know, Neville wins Breakout Star of the Year Slammy. I would much rather see him with the IC title, because if they're going to keep him in the mid card, which he doesn't deserve to be in, he's got the talent to be main event. Give him the mid card gold.
No, I agree with that. I agree with both those dudes 100%.
Yeah, I mean,
Dean Ambrose, dude, he should be in the running for
the heavyweight
title.
Yeah, I mean, I agree, and that's another thing. You know, I want to see Daniel Bryan come back, because you know, and because I understand that dude got injured a lot. You know, at least give him one last good year.
Yeah.
Give him one last good year and give him, you know, the World Heavyweight Championship, but make it matter.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because the dude's saved your company.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Especially now that CM Punk is gone and everything like that, and he's never coming back. You know,
never say never.
It would make sense. You know what I mean? This guy who saved your company, who made your company worth watching, who helped rally the fans in a way that hadn't been seen in years.
Yeah.
It's, you know, I would put the Yes Chance up there with, you know, the Stone Cold What Chance.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You know what I mean? And in terms of just bonding that crowd together. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And like, obviously, you know, you have your Bray Wyatt's, everybody's pulling out their cell phone camera and, you know, turning the flash on and making it look like fireflies. But it's not that connecting feeling. And there's nothing, you know, I still, whenever I see those big Yes Chants, when he's, especially right after he won the titles at WrestleMania 30, came on Raw the next night and just is sitting there and just, you know, throwing him up in the air constantly. You it's very rare do you see the universe that, you know, honed in, I guess you would say.
I mean, I don't know if it'll happen this year, but Dean Ambrose is definitely up there for me. They need
and
to
give
fucking,
him a, give him one that matters.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Him and Bray Wyatt needs his title run already. He needs his title run.
But see, that's what's interesting. As much as I love Bray Wyatt, I don't have him on here, and I'll tell you why. Because it's the same thing that I said with Brock last week. If you're gonna build him as that type of character, that you know, strange, you know, very, you know, unnerving,
then
force,
get better writers.
Well, my point is, you don't need to put a title on Bray Wyatt. I mean, he deserves it, but you don't necessarily need to get him over. And that's one of the problems is nowadays it doesn't seem like getting over is the main goal in WWE. Nowadays it's just do what you're told.
Yeah.
And that's not okay.
No.
You know what I mean? Because, like, your company was saved by people getting over. That's why Daniel Bryan got over, was because the fans loved him.
Another thing I'd like to see happen this year is Shane come back and be in charge of creative.
That'd be nice.
I think Shane could book.
He could, but all
Shane McMahon we're talking
about.
Yeah,
Shane McMahon. But Shane O'Mac, money. But what's interesting nowadays, it's actually, you know, Foley's son is going to be on the creative staff.
Yeah, I saw that.
Hopefully that brings in some, you know, and when Foley posted that big ass thing about how that might be his last Raw that he watches.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It made sense, everything that he was saying. And hopefully his son can kind of act as like the middleman between how Foley's feeling and how WWE's feeling.
How Foley's feeling. He likes it.
but yeah, and another thing is, you know, I would love to see the Usos get some tag team gold again now that they're back.
Yeah.
Because fucking Jay was gone for a while.
Yeah, he was gone for like 6 months.
Yeah, and like that's, you know, obviously, you know, when Rollins comes back, they're going to put a title on him, which is understandable. You know, it's the, you know, it's the same thing that happened with Triple H when he came back.
Yeah.
You know, it makes sense, but at the same time, don't give Seth Rollins his own reign of terror, you know?
Right.
But,
another thing I'd just like to see happen this year is, like, you know, there's the rumors that we've even talked about, Brock versus Kevin Owens. That's a feud right there, and that's going to be a good feud. That's not just a one match. That's
exactly
two or three matches that you're going to get where it's going to be good.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. And I'm excited for it because, you know, it'll help Kevin Owens get over, especially if he gets a win on Brock.
Yeah. And he has to. He absolutely has to.
Because you can't bury him further. Mm-mm. If you bury him further, then
simply for the face Paul Heyman's going to make when Kevin Owens pins Brock Lesnar.
Exactly. It'll be like the streak breaking.
Yeah.
You know, because in case you don't know, his client, Brock Lesnar, conquered the streak. But anyway, for the record, though, that's one of my favorite videos on YouTube. Someone took that fucking clip of him constantly saying it in the ring and expanded it to 2 hours.
So dumb.
Yeah. And that's the thing. You know, I want to see the new talent. You know what I mean? Like, you know, obviously we're going to bring people up from NXT. You know, don't bring in people like Finn Balor. Let him be in NXT and make NXT worth watching.
Nakamura, dude. They need to. I was watching him. I was watching some of his YouTube videos the other day. Yeah. That dude. That dude is right there with Intercontinental talent. Right there.
Yeah. Another thing I would like to see, but I know it won't ever happen, is I'd like to see them at least acknowledge TNA. You know what I mean? Because realistically, you have, like, when James Storm came on to NXT, dude has a long TNA history. They didn't mention shit about it. And it's like,
that's always been Vince's way, though.
But at the same time, it's like, what's are you really worried that people are going to turn on TNA? Everybody who's, you know, at least honed into the pro wrestling world knows that TNA is a subpar product.
Yeah.
They're not going to turn it, you know, just because you mentioned that they exist.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and
they probably don't even know what channel it's fucking on.
They probably don't even get that channel. Exactly. It's on Destination America.
There you go.
This week of the Fatitude Era brought to you by Destination America. But, I wish we could get that sponsor.
As we're bashing TNA.
We'd be set for life, you know. But
it's an inferior product, but we'll take your sponsorship.
we totally, you know, just fucking turn coat. We take money and we're just like, TNA is great. I don't know, I don't know about you.
And you know what? We start talking about TNA, we stop losing all of our listeners. Yeah, exactly. Fuck that.
but yeah, man, it's a great thing. You know, like the potential is there.
Well, the way they started off the year, I mean, it could be good. And
they need to keep that momentum, though. They can't fuck it up next week. You know what I mean? Which is a possibility. We've seen them do it.
I mean, just the fact, it's simply for the fact that, like, 6 months ago, 3 months ago, people were booing the shit out of Roman Reigns. People are cheering the fuck out of him now, dude.
Well, and what's interesting is that, you know, because they stone cold him. You know? And they take the exact same story, you know, premise and the exact booking style, you know, that Stone Cold had. And, you know, it gets people over. But at the same time, you know, they need to do Roman Reigns right. That's another thing I need to see this year.
Like we were talking about, he needs to be that angry, mad beast that he is.
I was talking about this with my wife, because, you know, in the ring, you wouldn't want to tussle with that guy in the ring, but the shitty lounge singer that fucking is on the mic, fucking your balls are tater tots.
Yeah.
I don't want, you know, I'm not intimidated by that guy.
Just throw him in the ring with Brock Lesnar again. You know who's going to win. Like, you know what I mean?
Exactly. Like that's my,
I win. I win.
but yeah. And that's another thing. If you're going to bring Brock back, stop making him talk.
Yeah.
Stop promoting him as a talking guy because his voice is not intimidating.
Just let Paul do what Paul does best.
Exactly. Exactly. I mean,
let him advocate.
Exactly. Yeah, true. But you really threw me off with that one. But yeah, in terms of, you know, there's some feuds I definitely want to see. I would love to see New Day versus Wyatt.
Oh, yeah.
Because here's the thing. You have the power of positivity versus the force of destruction.
Yeah.
That has potential. You know what I mean? And that, you know, right there, you got some storyline between the two of them. You know, because, like, you know, they're sitting there and they're like, come on, Bray, you know, it's the power of positivity. And, you know, he's just like, you know, you need to realize that the world is not a positive place. You know what I mean? And I'm going to show you. You know what I mean?
No, so that would be cool. I mean, especially if they did it, like, now.
Yeah.
Like, to whereas they send Strowman off against Big Show and let them do that.
Yeah.
Let Bray take Harper and Rowan and do that. And
that, and on top of that, with
I'm sold.
Well, with the way that they look now, you have the New Day with their fucking bright colored fucking outfits, and then you got the fucking Wyatts who are all in dark clothing and shit like that.
I just booked it, and they're all on the highlight reel.
There you go, right there,
dude.
Well, not the highlight reel, but. Because they don't do that.
Just in the ring with Jericho.
Yeah. Just be like, just have them just be like, oh, I hate you guys and I hate you guys. So,
but there's six Fight! Of you, so I'm out.
No, better have him as the special ref.
Dude, he's don't you dare put Jericho there. He's not special ref guy yet.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, that would be a good
feud. No, and like the thing is like what's cool, because you got a powerhouse like Big E. Yeah. And anything, any big moves that Xavier Woods and Kofi Kingston do, you believe it. Mm-hmm. Because, like, Kofi Kingston, every time he jumps up on the ropes and flies across the ring, I'm like, that dude's got serious fucking talent, man.
Yeah, absolutely.
They all do. Dude, Xavier Woods, he's, like, my favorite dude right now.
Yeah.
I love that guy.
I mean, and on top of that, like, the dude's just charismatic as a motherfucker.
Oh, he's funny as fuck, man.
And, you know, like, that's why I think it would work, you know, as somebody who's so serious, like Bray.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just, like, because, like, basically, let's be honest. Xavier Woods is the fucking head of the New Day.
Oh, yeah.
You know
absolutely.
What I mean? Like,
and I could totally picture, like, Bray doing that, like, laughing at him.
Yeah.
Like, where he thinks he's laughing with him, but he's laughing at him.
Exactly.
And it would be creepy.
Yeah.
It would work perfectly.
Exactly. And on top of that, like, you know, they come out with their bright colors, and there's the minute that light shuts off, it's yin and yang, dude.
Yeah.
And it would just work perfectly. I would love to see it.
It is black and white.
Yeah, literally. Big E.
I'm just calling it what it is, man.
Trigger warning. But another one I would love to see, Reigns versus Cena as a heel.
Oh, dude, yes.
Because, like now would be the time to put Cena heel. You know,
this is what you do. And I mentioned this already when I thought there was going to be a Royal Rumble just singles match for the title.
Yeah.
Now that you have the 30-man, bring Cena in. Make him win the Royal Rumble dirty.
Yeah.
And fucking turn him heel next month, dude.
That'd be
and
cool. It won't happen, but
it won't.
Cool.
But how and like and his 16th title reign is the second time the Royal Rumble has ever. It writes itself,
yeah.
But they don't see.
Well,
that.
Well, the reason I think that care. Would be the perfect feud. You got to think about it this way: it's you know with Cena turning heel, you have one face of the company falling while another one rises.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And like that's the thing; it would work perfectly. And it's the same thing. You know, you go back to you know WCW. Hogan, when Hogan and Sting, you know what I mean? Because like Sting was that fucking guy who refused to conform to the NWO.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And he looks scary. And but like with Cena is like or no? Like I was gonna say, Orton's out until after WrestleMania.
Yeah,
your main heel is out.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, now is the time to turn Cena heel.
Exactly. And on top of that, the fucking ratings. Would skyrocket.
Oh, I mean, and that's what they want. That's what they. I mean, the ratings have been the lowest they've been in since ever, right?
Yeah.
On Monday Night Raw, then do something fucking crazy like you did last time. Last time you gave it middle fingers, swear words, tits and ass.
Yeah.
This time, just make your biggest babyface PG era guy a bad guy and a mean bad guy.
Yeah.
Have him turn on the fans who boo him, like, yeah. And then everybody boos. It writes itself.
Yeah.
I've said it a million fucking times, dude.
Yeah, exactly. And like you can have some certain you know things where it's like you know just like certain things like about John Cena that you can totally make heel. Like for example, just have him at one point. You know what I mean? Just come out. Fans are you know doing the John Cena sucks. He takes the fucking you know never give up towel that he has. Just fucking spits in it, stomps on it. You know what I mean? And he just sits there and he's like, you may notice that I did that. And why? Because you should give up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like something simple.
Yeah.
You know, and it would work. It would totally work.
I would, and I mean, I would love, I just would love to see him as a bad guy because it hasn't been done since his first run.
Yeah. It'd be so good, though.
It would.
It
and
would so
I mean,
good.
It would like we've said it a million times on this podcast, it would be the biggest heel turn since Hogan.
Yeah.
And it would be, I don't know if it'd be better because he doesn't have Scott Hall and Kevin Nash right there,
yeah,
but
yeah.
It would be good.
Yeah, and, you know.
Amazing, even.
Yeah. Moving on, another feud I would love to see. Daniel Bryan versus Bo Dallas. You have the Yes Movement versus the Believers.
Yeah, but Bo, I mean,
it would be a stupid feud, but it'd be cool to see.
No, absolutely, and it would be great matches. But yeah. I mean, like, Bo is a fucking low carder, like that nobody
I know,
fucking
but,
cares
but,
about.
But think about it; it would help him, you know, like especially if he.
But
wins.
Do they want to push him? That's the thing.
But why not? Especially the fact that you know it's fucking Bray.
Are
Wyatt's
you Vince McMahon?
Yeah, well, no, but I'm saying, like, you should push Bo because. Mm-hmm. Dude's Bray Wyatt's brother. The dude knows. The dude was fucking NXT champion for a long ass fucking time. Yep. You know what's there to lose? And on top of that, with that fucking you know so over positive gimmick that Bo Leave, it's very it can get under the skin of motherfuckers.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. You can make him a great main event heel.
No, watch. They'll just turn him into a tag team.
Yeah, they will. They will. They already did the Social Outcasts.
No, I'm talking about. Bo Dallas and Daniel Bryan. They'll turn them into a fucking... And that'd be a good heel tag team, though, actually.
Maybe. But I don't want to see Daniel Bryan as a heel.
No. And
he tried turning heel.
Nor do I want to see him go back down to a tag team mid-carder.
Exactly. Well, and that's the thing. It would just be a cool little feud they could do for like a couple episodes of Raw. I'd be happy with it. But and then you can do this. And this kind of goes against what I'm saying, but I don't want him to be standard on the roster. But just have him visit, kind of like the way Tyler Breeze just visited.
Mm.
Have Finn Balor versus Sheamus, who's the real Celtic Warrior.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That'd be cool.
It would be cool. And on top of that, they you know, because as much as you hate Sheamus, the dude can throw down.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It's just that the way he goes about his character and everything like that, it's just, you know, he doesn't, it just doesn't work for a lot of people.
That fucking brogue kick he had on Monday, the two he did in a row,
yeah.
That was good.
Yeah,
that was
really he came
good.
Out of nowhere with that, and that was beautiful.
Yeah.
But like, I would love to see Finn Balor and him show, you know, slow down, you know,
throw down.
And you know, would have, you know, like a story there. Like, you know, Finn Balor just comes out and just, you know, in the demon paint.
Yeah.
And he's just like, you think you're the real Celtic warrior, you know, and everything
you
like that.
You do look stupid.
Yeah.
I don't.
Yeah. And he's like, and you know, you can have him just be like talking shit about Finn Balor, just be like, he sits there and paints his face, you know, and everything like that. You want to talk about someone who looks stupid.
Yeah.
Right. And then you just hear the fucking lights go out, you hear the fucking heartbeat coming.
Yeah.
Just that I'd be in.
I'm into it.
Yeah, what's some feuds you want to see besides the ones that you agreed with?
I would like to see I would like to see Dolph Ziggler and Bray Wyatt. That would be fantastic. And make it like one of those ones that's long.
Yeah, I mean, well, you got to have the right story with it.
No, absolutely. But,
which is, you know, a bit of a toughie because the reason it worked against, you know, it would work with the New Day is because, like I said, positivity versus destruction.
Right.
But you know, with Dolph Ziggler, their talent alone would make those matches worth watching.
Yeah.
And the potential. I mean, and that's the thing, you know, like you were saying, you could get rid of the Wyatt family and just have them two going at it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And, you know, you have the show off versus the guy who's a recluse, who's a hermit, who just wants to bring a small group with him. You know what
I mean? Well, I mean, you could even, you know, you could do Bray Wyatt versus Dolph Ziggler with the Wyatt family where Bray's looking weak and that, you know, the Wyatt family's coming in to help him.
Yeah.
And then he gets pinned and, you know, Bray gets pinned or, you know, he pins Dolph Ziggler, but it's because the family helped him out and then he shuns him or whatever. Like, you know, I can do this on my own kind of thing. And like, then just make it like a personal feud for Bray Wyatt. Like I want to beat him kind of thing.
Exactly. I mean, it could work. Anything else?
And just the matches.
Oh yeah, the
matches
would be
good. I don't know. I definitely want to see the New Day and the Dudleys go at it like just them, nobody else involved. Like just and like have the Dudleys challenge them to like a you know when they're in Philly, do a Philly street fight where they let them. You know, obviously they're not going to get color or anything, but like tables and like make it you know brutal.
Yeah, and
put the New Day through that.
Well, and what you can do is, you know, I mean, if you want to keep it, you know, PG and make it entertaining, you know, just have one segment backstage where it's like the New Day are looking for Xavier, and all of a sudden it shows like the Xavier duct taped to a fucking table, and the Dudleys are like, "That's take care of him. Let's go get these fuckers." You know what I mean? Like, it would work perfectly.
Yeah,
I'd be in.
Yeah.
I'd be in. And,
I definitely. I think obviously not going to do the whole Cena thing, like, well, the way we want it to be done, I think they're going to do it, but I think they would turn Roman heel before they would Cena, which just sucks. But, I mean, Reigns and Rollins when Rollins is healthy, that's going to just, like, because it'll have been so long that, like, there's just going to be so much story there and how he never lost the title.
And you know what? You could also, you know, have it when it finally comes to a head, you can have, you know, Rollins turn face.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just have something, you know, happen where it's like, you know, he faces Rollins because they never had that match that they were building up to.
Yeah.
So just have that match and you even you know, just have Rollins lose, you know, and just at the end, Rollins, you know, just extends the fucking handshake and Roman goes in for the hug. Fucking face turn right there. Yeah. You know what I mean? And just have literally, you know, Ambrose comes out or Ambrose is just on the side and he stands, you know, and, you know, it's not a Shield reunion, but they all three of them put their fists in.
Yeah. Like, yeah, that would be cool. I mean, another, I would love to see, and I know they did it before, but I would love to see Ambrose and Wyatt go at it again.
Yeah.
Because.
Do it right.
Yeah. And I mean, like, because that, when they did that, I initially thought, I was like, this has the potential to be an Undertaker-Mankind feud.
Yeah,
and they just blew it.
Yeah, they did. But...
And I mean, and Undertaker and Mankind, like, that was a feud that lasted years, dude.
You know, all the way from the Boiler Room Brawl to the fucking Hell in a Cell.
Which was in Cleveland.
Yeah.
I mean, it would, that is another one that I just, and it just, it makes sense.
Yeah.
I mean, especially with how, you know, the Insane Asylum now, the Ambrose Asylum or whatever they call it. Yeah. Oh, look, you're wearing it.
Yeah, I am. But yeah, I'm in. You know what I mean? With those feuds that we've just, you know, made, you know, that's half the year taken care of at least. So
yeah.
WWE, take fucking note.
Yeah, listen to the Fatitude Era.
Exactly.
Fucks.
Exactly. And Vince McMahon, if you're listening, way to go flipping off the camera. That was fucking hilarious.
Bringing back the Attitude Era.
But yeah, Pete, you got any suggestions for any feuds?
Pete's Fuse? Asleep in the control room.
Pete's like,
well, I really enjoyed when Stone Cold and Rock were mad at each other. So if they could do that again, I would be probably watched more wrestling.
But they're both like fucking pushing 50 now, and
dude, Rock's in the best fucking condition of his
true.
Life. Dude.
That's true, but Stone Cold isn't.
No, he's not. But
He took to too much podcasting.
Exactly, he does way too many. Hey, Jericho finds the time, and he does two a week.
He might be, Stone Cold might be becoming our third host on this fucking thing.
Oh my, that, dude, yeah, but we get punched in the face left.
Hey, I got a feud I'd like to see.
What's that?
The United States versus Korea. This is the update I just got from BBC News. North Korea says it has carried out its first successful test of a hydrogen bomb.
Oh, Jesus.
Happy New Year.
Where? On their own people?
Is that where the new guy that just got signed, Hyundai Sonata, is that where he's going to come in?
Hyundai Sonata. I want to see so bad, even if it's at WrestleMania, and if it's the New Day's only spot, have Stone Cold come in and fucking stunner all three of them. It would be hilarious, like to do like him to do a cut a promo with them, and then just do a beer bash with the beat all their asses, beer bash. Dude, how awesome would that be?
He's like, you don't know. He's like, you're sitting there with your trombone. I'm gonna shove that trombone up your ass.
No, and you know Stone Cold would pick it up and fucking play it.
Yeah, exactly.
It would be fucking awesome.
That was one of the things I loved the most was when you watched the long ass documentary, the bottom line on the world's whatever. It shows all that fucking extra footage from when after like Raw would go off the air, where he would like grab JR's seat, go to the fucking top of the fucking ramp, and just slide it down until he fell on his ass,
dude. He can take three stunner bombs. Seriously,
he could.
He could do it, and it would be perfect because you have like arguably one of the top two biggest stars of the WWF of all time against the three big heels right now, but the heels that everybody loves and wants to see get their ass kicked.
Well, kind of like when Austin was a heel, you know what I mean? Like it works perfectly. But I would just love to see how Big E takes the stunner. You know what I mean? Like how he sells it. That'd be hilarious.
I think he would be one of those dudes that wouldn't go down with his knees. He would just like he would do like one of those ricochet bounces.
Oh, you're talking about fucking like how JBL used to take him and shit.
Yeah,
yeah. He wouldn't do the Rock halfway across the ring.
No, but
the way he stole this, he would sell a stunner would be fucking amazing.
Him and Vince, dude, the best sellers of the stunner ever.
Absolutely. But yeah, I mean, I guess that sums up the topic discussion. I mean, if any listeners out there, do you have any suggestions for what you want to see from WWE? Let us know, man. I mean, if you're listening to this on the SoundCloud fucking app, you can check it out. You know, you can post a comment. You know, let us know what your thoughts were. We got a comment last week, but we have no idea what the fuck she meant.
What was the comment?
She randomly, like,
we had just posted last week's episode.
Right, and she was listening to it. And it was a chick, so Jordan was like boner, but she posted like the 20-minute mark, which was right during when we were doing the top wrestling pickup lines, and she just randomly commented like, "So pretty," and Jordan just like, "Well, thanks, but what the fuck are you talking about?"
Yeah, I don't know, but
yeah, we would love to hear from you guys. I mean, you know, and that's the thing. You know, it's going to tie into what we're going to talk about after this this break that's coming up. But yeah, we would love to hear from you guys. So comment, you know, fucking, you know, like the Facebook page, fucking write on our.
Even if you're one of those people that texts me about the show, fucking leave us a comment. Who cares?
Yeah, exactly. Leave us a comment. Fucking
make
show
fun
you,
of us.
Show your message to the world.
Give us heat.
Exactly. Give us heat so we can barbecue. but yeah, I mean, I'm excited for it because. You know, now that we have, you know, we've kind of honed in on what we're doing with this thing, you know, we have the ability to communicate with people. And it'll tie into what, like I said, what I'm going to talk about after the break. But speaking of that break, we'll be right back on the Fatitude Era. Now, you may be sitting here looking at this SoundCloud player or the iTunes player, and you might notice that sexy-looking logo in the corner. That was done by Kidney Leans, Adam Paduke, a very nice guy, and you can check out all of his fantastic work at kidneyleans.com. That's right, this dude has a website. You can contact him there, get in touch with it, and get your own special logo made. In fact, he's a great guy. He's going to be doing one of our T-shirt designs pretty soon. So get in touch with him, let him know what you want, and he'll do it for a pretty fair price. Kidneyleans.com. Check it out. Once again, I'd like to welcome you back to the Fatitude Era. I'm your host, Jackknife Jess Smith.
El Hordano Diablo.
Joined, as always, by Pete Milk and Brutus the Barber Beef Cat. So, yeah, where you last left your heroes. We just got done with the topic discussion, but we have some stuff we need to talk about regarding the future of the Fatitude Era. So for all you fuckers that, you know, stop listening after a while, well, you're never going to get this information. So so fuck you. How about that? No, but...
they're going to stop listening after this.
No, but yeah, in terms of the future of the Fatitude Era, we got a lot of things planned, but as always, life tends to shit on people. So currently... This is the plan, and we want to just give you full honesty when it comes to the future of the Fatitude Era. So, realistically, Jordan's going away for a while. He tried breaking Ty out of jail.
Did not work.
Did not work.
Did not work. And, I got out on bail.
He's
$10.
He's out on bail, and, you know, he has a lawyer.
Did you just fart?
No. He has a very nice lawyer who's going to be, you know, working his best to try and fucking, you know, do what he can to get him off the charges. But, you know, he's a very good lawyer, so check him out. He's actually one of our sponsors. No, but his name is not John Cena. His name is actually Johnny Carson. Very nice guy.
Johnny Carson was the host of the Tonight Show.
Whatever.
Johnny Cochran?
Johnny Yeah,
Johnny Cochran.
He's a porn star. That's my lawyer.
No, but realistically, there's just been some stuff happening outside of, you know, the podcast.
Real life shit.
Yeah,
that everybody goes through.
That you know, you heard some of it, you know, when Jordan was talking. So, you know, we got some stuff to figure out, but the main thing that's gonna be happening is the Fatitude Era is gonna go from a weekly podcast to a bi-weekly podcast, but
that does not mean two times a week.
Yeah
that means once every two,
and that
weeks.
Doesn't mean that it goes both weeks, it, you know, because it doesn't go both ways, but
it don't do that.
It's a bi-curious weekly. So it thinks about it, but it doesn't do it. No, but
trigger warning.
Fuck that. There's no trigger warning on that. We're earning it. Don't you remember the top 10 list? But we're going to be going to biweekly, which is every other week. And the
not forever.
Not forever. Just for the time being until Jordan gets his shit together. Mm-hmm. But
so probably,
well, way to throw him under the bus there, Jess.
So probably forever.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. We're fucked. You know,
dude, I tried, seriously, because it was my birthday yesterday, and I tried for the 4 days leading up to my birthday to make the fucking 27 club, and I couldn't even do that right.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
What do you mean by that?
The 27 club is a group of musicians slash famous celebrities, which, number one, he wouldn't have gotten into in the first place because of that qualification.
Oh, I would have made sure that I was somebody on that Wikipedia, because there's a Wikipedia page for it.
Yeah, it's basically a group of people that died of drug overdoses at age 27.
Oh, okay.
Pretty much.
But yeah.
I tried.
Yeah, so if Jordan's parents are listening, feel free to call a psyche valve. I'll endorse it.
It's a joke.
But
kind
of a joke. But yeah, we're going to be going to every other week, and it's not necessarily a bad thing. It does give us a lot of potential. To have a little bit of better writing, I will be doing better writing. Jordan couldn't write better if he tried. But
I don't write.
Jordan can't write.
Yeah.
Literally, he's illiterate. Like, or read. It's sad. He's like Rain Man. He really is.
But I show up here and I fucking give these people gold every goddamn week. So I don't need to write a goddamn thing. It's all up here.
Yeah, but yeah, we're gonna be going to every other week, and we'll we also that's not the only thing we got planned. I mean, that's happening. That's not just planned.
Right.
But we have some things planned, which are everything from new segments to segments done better. For example, we're doing it. We're starting right now, realistically, with the top 10 list. You had that sexy background music. Thanks, Pete. It's going to be a long process, but the plan here is we're going to be introducing new segments, like fan mail when we start getting it, which will never happen. But we're going to be doing this new segment I'm really excited for called Interviews with Drunks. In which we go
which
to...
Which we already have material for.
Well, we have material, but we're just using the intros because those are hilarious. But those interviews with drunks is basically where I go, or we go out to the 5 o'clock lounge in Lakewood and find somebody who's just hammered drunk and just ask them about wrestling. And, we record the reaction. Obviously, the sound quality isn't going to be as good as...
Sometimes I might even be a guest on that segment.
Sometimes, he says. But yeah, it's going to be a really fun time. Obviously, the one thing that you can look forward to is on our next episode, which will be 2 weeks from now, we're going to have Ty the Gatherer back.
Yes, he will be back.
He's getting sprung from juvie. And he wrote me a letter. And after I took it to, Detroit.
In crayon?
Yeah, in crayon. In crayon that he made out of soap.
And pee.
He said that he was able to hide.
Soap and Faygo. I don't know.
he was able to hide a bottle of candy cane Faygo for us to try next week, or then on the next episode of the Fatitude Era.
Candy cane Faygo, the most coveted flavor of Faygo.
Exactly. I mean, it's rare.
It's so rare that it doesn't exist.
It's like a unicorn.
Exactly.
It's so haggard.
Dude, it's Sarah Haggard. That's another thing you can look forward to is the Philly fan is going to be coming back. He wasn't able to get on the show this week simply because he got picked up by a homeless shelter. So he's gotten in touch with his dad. He's going to be back home for a little bit. Trying to find, he's actually, him and Jordan are going to meet up. They're both going to be looking for jobs. So it's going to be really fun.
We're going to get hired at the Sheets, dude.
Then we're going to get hired back at the Wawa, a different Wawa.
Also, we're going to be debuting a new guest soon, who probably will be a recurring character named, Steven. He's got a lisp and, he's a young black man and he's really, really interesting.
I didn't know shit about that, but okay.
Yes, you did. I told you a couple months ago.
Oh, yeah, because I can fucking remember a couple months ago.
Yeah. Just like I can remember all the pieces of paper you give me.
Exactly. This dude has lost every piece of paper I've ever handed
Why
him.
Why do you give him paper? You can't read.
I write in hieroglyphics. So
he draws me pictures. It's all picture booklets.
No, what Jordan does is in order to read things, he just does a bunch of shrooms and he can read things. But
not into psychedelics, man.
That actually reminds me of a fucking a story. This one dude I know, I won't say names because the dude's he's got his life together now. But this one time he was doing shrooms and he comes running out of the bathrooms. He goes, "Dude, there's hieroglyphics on the wall and I can understand them."
What was he looking at?
The bathroom wall. Literally. But yeah, it's going to be a fun time. I'm excited for it, and I'm excited, you know, to show you guys what we got planned, because literally I think interviews with drunks are going to be hilarious, but especially if they don't know shit about wrestling.
On a more and on like not a, I guess not a serious note, but like you know, we're going to have guests, like people who are in the wrestling business,
exactly.
You know, going from indies and all that stuff, like,
well,
you
most
know,
likely indies, yeah, cuz we're, I mean, we're not that fucking lucky.
But no, like promoters, whatever. We're going to get who we can on, and we've already reached out to a few people who are interested. I don't want to name names yet, just
yeah,
because nothing's solidified.
Yeah,
but,
nothing's solidified.
But I mean,
much like our stomachs, nothing is solidified.
So yeah, it's like I'm pretty excited about that. Like that's
yeah, and,
cool.
And that's the thing. We're coming up in the world, and you know we're you know we have you know the sponsor that we have currently, Kazi. He's been so great to us and so generous.
We just scored another sponsor today that we'll talk about on the next episode.
Yeah, once everything is all taken care of and the contracts are written up.
Yeah,
the contracts being written on a napkin.
Yeah,
once the fat cats make their signatures.
Exactly.
Yeah, but seriously, I mean, you guys have a lot of stuff to look forward to, and you know, obviously, you know, this is a little bit of a of a different episode. Obviously, the topic discussion was relatively short, kind of like the way it was last week. You know, you didn't have your Philly fan, but you did get a Hordano's Lament. You know, so we're, you know, fucking deal with it, bitches, you know, like, but, we're also going to be premiering a different segment, which I'm excited for, which is, the worst YouTuber of the month, which basically we go on YouTube and we find someone who, you know, is just, you know, the ultimate mark and, you know, the just essentially
pretty much what we're going to do is be making fun of somebody.
Exactly. Which is what we do best, yeah. You know. But
is that going to be wrestling related or just
generally? It's literally worst YouTuber who like focuses on wrestling.
Okay.
So and I already have the first one, dude's fucking. Oh my god, he's such a sad human being. But he's like so pompous and full of himself. Like he's got a spinner belt.
Don't bring it up yet.
Yeah.
Don't bring it up yet.
Yeah. Just that. That's your.
I haven't watched it yet.
That's your
so,
sneak preview. Yeah. He's got a spinner.
He's
belt.
He's got the worst belt in WWE history.
And it's a fucking replica belt. Like it's not just a toy belt.
Yeah.
But oh my god, like he's gonna get fucking obliterated by us. But and I know that's a little mean spirited, but the dude fucking deserves it.
I think in this podcast generally is pretty mean spirited. So if people haven't caught on to that yet.
I mean, well, that's the thing. You know, it's all in good fun. Obviously, we don't wish death on anybody we make fun of.
Just myself.
Yeah, just Jordan. I would say myself, but I love myself.
Jordan, I could have helped you join the 27 Club. I've always wanted to
I would have volunteered
somebody.
To do that.
Are we talking like a Romeo and Juliet thing?
No, he's talking like Courtney Love.
Well, you want to make out or something?
Well, I mean, are we going to go out together is what I'm saying.
No,
he's
talking the way Courtney Love killed Kurt Cobain.
It's true.
He's
going to
shoot you full
true.
Of heroin and shoot you in the fucking head and make it look like you did it.
No, I wouldn't do that. I like you, Hordano.
Oh, thank you.
He says like, he means tolerate.
Pretty much. Another thing that we're shooting for, obviously nothing solidified yet, but a live show. Like to do a live podcast and have people come out and get people interacting
yeah.
with us. And
you know, it's the same way, because like that's the thing, you know, we're not gonna lie, we're kind of ripping off the way Smodcast does their live shows. You know, where obviously, you know, they go and just record the podcast live. But at the same time,
we'll get people involved though. We'll come up with different shit to do. It'll be fun for everybody.
And on top of that, like how great would it be knowing that you're forever on a recording of when you were drunk and you just stumbled into a fucking venue, you know, and you tripped over a bowling lane. And you know, and just listen to two fat fucks talk about something that they've never done.
What do they call that? They call that a Easter egg.
Yeah, exactly.
That's an Easter egg.
And think about it. You could just be like, you can show your friends and family. You could be like, you're that drunk asshole. That's me. You
know? I'm that guy.
That's what Jordan does with his family every week.
I've been that guy for a long time. My sister has many of videos of me being a drunk asshole.
Yeah. You know,
you've got audio recording of me being a drunk asshole.
Yeah, I mean, it's just it's gonna be solid. I'm excited for it, and it's you know, on top of that, we couldn't be doing this without you know our awesome fucking recording artist, fucking Pete Milk. Everybody.
Peter Milk.
You're welcome, guys. Like, my goals for 2016 in terms of this podcast is to keep doing exactly what I'm doing.
Well,
good luck.
A good job.
No. You know, just gonna fucking you know, learn as much as I can and do what I can to make you guys sound good and make sure everything's all right and get better equipment and expand on equipment so we can do these wonderful goals or fulfill these wonderful goals that you guys have, yeah, which I think all sound awesome and okay, I would love to be a part of.
And you will.
There's one special one that I'm going to be keeping pretty close to the cusp from the audience, just because I think it's, you know, it's going to be so much fun that I don't want to like spoil it. But you know, it has the word Mark in the title, so just keep that in mind
for all you wrestling, for all you marks,
huh?
For all you marks,
yeah, for all you marks out there,
for all you guys named Mark,
yeah,
fuck
literally.
Mark.
Mark's a douchebag. Well, actually, I like Mark Hoppus a lot. Mark,
yeah, Hoppus, he's great. He's the
fuck
only
Tom.
Yeah, fuck Tom DeLong.
Mark's the only redeemable Blink-182er. Yeah.
Well, I would argue now because Matt Skiba's in that band.
Ah.
Well, he's not officially in the band. He's just touring with
no.
him.
What about
no,
Scott? Yeah, that's true. What him. About Scott Stapp? Or no, that's not his name. Scott Rayner. My and bad. No, what about record. Scott Stapp?
He never steps.
The only reason I said that is because Scott Stapp is playing in Ohio soon.
Yeah, and Ty is going.
I know. Ty the Gatherer.
No, like, don't get me wrong. I love me some fucking Scott Stapp just to laugh at him. Because why? Because he never steps.
Dude, no. Fuck that guy. But I would like to say, for the record, Matt Skiba is officially in Blink-182. For the record.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just stating for the fucking record.
That Scott Stapp is awesome.
No, that me and Ty are going to be front row looking up at that man.
How much is that? $250?
$75. I looked it up.
$0.75?
$75.
Still overpaying.
We're going to be front row. We're just going to look up at him, and we're going to sit there with our arms wide open.
With arms wide open!
And you know what? He will take us higher.
Are you going to get higher?
Yeah.
All right, what's...
To this place, I'll show you everything!
Scott Stapp in the studio, everybody. That was...
Scott Stapp is God.
He thinks he is.
No, we have God on our podcast. And his name is Pete.
Pete Stapp.
Pete Stapp.
Sounds like a Stapp infection.
Sounds like Pete Stop.
That's great. That's great. You know, Ohio is going to be suffering from a Stapp infection pretty soon.
That's so terrible. Stop making the fart noises with the fucking hands. Didn't we?
You
didn't
are
we,
doing it. I fucking knew it.
We fucking nixed that on the first or second episode. You're really proud of that, aren't you?
I've been doing it since I was a kid.
Obviously. But yeah, I mean that's not everything we have planned for 2016.
Well, that's one thing I did want to get into. Another plan we're going to be doing is, you know, because if you noticed last week, the Philly Fan talked about music. You know, obviously we're still going to be a pro wrestling centric podcast, but we would love to branch out and do things, you know, that we don't normally do. Like, for example, if a fucking movie comes out and we fucking, you know, cream all over it because it's so good, why not talk
or
about
so
it?
Bad?
Yeah. Why not talk about it on the fucking podcast? You know what I mean? Cause like, that's the thing. This is our podcast. It could still be the Fatitude Era. We're still going to have This Week in Wrestling. We're still going to have Ty the Gatherer's Backyard Report, but why not throw in a movie review every now and then?
Yeah, no,
I think that's a great idea. I love movies.
And that would give Pete something to talk about, you know. So you're not just falling asleep in the control room.
Yep. I totally did.
I believe it.
No, but yeah, I'm into it, man. I'm into it. And you know, that will be another thing that will help bring non-wrestling fans to listen to the podcast. Because, you know, even if we fucking, you know, do a movie review, like let's say, like technically last week we did an I Am Santa Claus review because we talked about it. And we talked about how good it was. So technically, if we were to take that and literally just throw it up on YouTube, and people are just like, "Oh, the Fatitude Era reviews I Am Santa Claus." Okay, right on. What's this? And then they go to the fucking SoundCloud page and they find something that's interesting. And on top of that, I think episode 3, Heil Hulkster, should be listened to by everyone, regardless of if they're wrestling fans.
Yeah, even if you're not a wrestling fan, everybody thinks Hulk Hogan's a douchebag. So that's and on top of that, if you ever talk about,
yeah, especially like that's. That's literally my favorite episode.
I hope he hears it someday. That would be amazing.
I hope he hears it on his deathbed.
I was going to say, the on his deathbed, thing... like, we go in there and we just put it in his ears and, like, that's what kills him.
Yeah. Jesus, man.
Well, we didn't actually do it.
Our voices did. Is it like The Ring? Like you listen
power,
to it and 7 days
the,
later
the,
you fucking die?
The
like...
power of the Fatitude Era.
It's like, listen here, brother.
We're like,
I'm not gonna be here much longer.
Headphones.
But I'm not a Nazi, brother.
Are Conan the Barbarian sword, and we will slay everybody with them. And Hulk Hogan is Thulsa Doom, even though Thulsa Doom is black.
Yeah. Jesus fucking Christ. Oh, man. It's going to be fun, and I'm excited for it, and you should be too. And, you know, get in touch with us if you got any questions. You know, and like I said at the beginning of the episode, if you're ever interested in sponsoring us, you know, by all means.
Do it.
And, you know, Jordan.
We will make it worth your money.
Well, and that's the thing, you know, and you know, I'm not going to sit here and fucking berate you and let, you know, like, this is what you get, you know, and this is what we're doing for sponsorship. But just get in touch with us if you're interested, you know, you want to, you know.
Or if you have an idea.
Yeah, if you have an idea, just get in touch with us. Just get in touch with us. We want to talk to our fans. We don't want to be, you know, those douchebags that just say shit on a microphone.
TheFatitudeEra@gmail.com.
Exactly. Or, you know, and the link is right there on the SoundCloud page. Just open the fucking description. You have a bunch of legal shit that I had to put in there, but you know.
You can also, you can message us on our Facebook page. Not our personal ones, because I hate that shit, so.
I mean, I don't mind, because literally my Facebook is basically just a promotion tool for a fucking Fatitude Era.
You're a promotion tool.
But, fuck you. But yeah, I mean, we would love to get in touch with you guys. So just get in touch with us and talk to us.
Yeah, I mean, like, definitely. In 2016, main goal, honestly, make the Fatitude Era more interactive.
Make it more interactive. Make people excited for it.
Not us get more active.
Yeah, because fuck that.
Because fuck that.
Dude, like, literally, I fucking walked up. Like, I have stairs in my apartment every fucking day. I feel like I'm going to die.
Yeah, you're going to have one of those fucking old people machines where it's like the chair that motorizes goes up the fucking track.
It's getting installed next week.
Going to be riding around. You're going to be like the fucking Don Vito, dude.
Dude, Don Vito.
On the fucking, in Vegas when he's on the fucking scooter.
You join me. Doing fucking little heart grand tattoo.
In his dent.
Oh, and that's another thing I wanted to make sure. Just so you know, if you listen to episode 3 and I think 4, Bam Margera did not actually do a World's Scariest Police Chases ad. I decided, you know, like, I listened back at it and, like, don't get me wrong, it's funny. But Bam is the kind of tool that would fucking sue us.
Well, so. He's sober now. He might not want to.
He'd be like, dude, I don't care, man. Like, okay, like, you made fun of me.
Can I be on the podcast?
Can I be on the podcast and talk about how sober I am?
No.
Good, because I'm not sober anymore.
The whole time I'll just talk about how it should have been Steve-O and not Dunn.
Oof.
I stand by that.
Well, I mean, Steve-O's too busy, like, fuck, trying to piss off SeaWorld or whatever.
Who the fuck cares? But, yeah, so we have aspirations for 2016. That's pretty much what this was about.
And it's gonna be a journey. And I hope you enjoy this episode. It was our first theme episode. And, you know, from us at the Fatitude Era, you know, we hope your year is just as awesome as ours is gonna be, because we're gonna make ours fucking awesome.
Exactly.
And we want your guys' help doing that, because this is not dying. You know, true, we're going bi-weekly, but that doesn't mean we're stopping.
No.
And, you know, I do apologize for that break. It was just something that we, you know, couldn't.
Had to do.
Yeah, had to do. And you know what? You got a great episode last week out of it. So.
I think so. I mean. And, well, we probably shouldn't pat ourselves on the back too much, because.
No, I'm going off of, you know, someone said it was a really pretty episode. So.
Really pretty.
So pretty.
Yeah. Watch. You know what? I fucking commented back, and this fucking some 16-year-old fucking girl. That'd be so bad. So bad, dude.
I'm Chris Hansen from MSNBC.
Oh, dude, and he's just sitting there, and Ty's like, ha ha.
Ty's like, I'm not really 12. He's not 12.
But.
Okay, yeah, he is. His birthday was already happened. But,
and if you don't agree with anything we've said, in the words of the immortal Jim Cornette,
thank you, fuck you, bye.
Hey everyone, if you enjoy the quality of what you're hearing and you've got a studio project, a band looking to record a podcast of your own, or any audio related items, please shoot an email to pmilkovic.1@gmail.com. That's pmilkovic.1@gmail.com. We've got full capabilities for tracking, mixing, editing, and mastering. If you got any interest, please shoot an email.
All right, thanks. Have a good week.
Stupid asshole. Whatever you're ready.
Let's see if I can sing it in key. Oh, yeah. Keep going.
Thank you for listening this week. Thank you to our Lord and Savior Pete. We have been Hordano and Jess. Big props to world's scariest police chases. Kazi Customs will keep you looking fresh. Fuck you, Adam. Your artwork really sucks, and you're the worst.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love, with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Coda salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th, and every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of Coda's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use Coda Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on Coda. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.